Volume 48, Number 9 of The Friend Magazine for September 2018. Contents. Stories and features. From the First Presidency, Keep Paddling, by President Dallin H. Oaks. Map Champ. Family Night Fun. Book of Mormon Reading Club. A Real Hero. No Matter What. Shine Your Light, Caring and Coconuts. Apostles Testify of Christ, Elder Neil L. Anderson. The Candy Bar, Show and Tell. Friend to Friend, Safety from the Storm, Elder Joaquin E. Costa. Faith, Hope, and Grace, Part 1, A Voice of Peace. Matt and Mandy, Stop and Flip. For Older Kids. For Older Kids. Cyber Bash. What's on Your Mind? Food and Fun. Just Like Grandpa. Backstage Prayers. Music, I Am Like a Star. Things to Make and Do. Fun Stuff, Mind Muscle. Family History Quest. Old Testament Heroes, Elijah. Feelings First Aid Kit. Fun Stuff, Find It. Friend Junior. For Parents of Little Ones. My Talents. Cole Helps the Baby Birds. I Can Be Kind to Animals. Scripture Stories, Elijah and the Widow. Coloring Page, and Stickers Everywhere. End of contents. Read by Wes Nelson.
Friends by Mail. Shine Your Light. Thanks for sending in your stars. Keep them coming. Turn to page 39 to see how. Feeling Peace and Love from Heavenly Father. Some of my friends have gone into young women, leaving me and another one of my friends behind. After the other girl turns 12, and when she leaves, I won't have any of my friends in primary with me. It makes me feel sad and lonely. I read The Friend from January 2017. On one page, it had mazes and pictures of people feeling different emotions, like confusion and being afraid, with scriptures in the middle of each. I looked them up, and I prayed. Before I saw this, my heart was hurting a bit, but afterward I felt peace and love from Heavenly Father. I have underlined those four verses, and I keep them with me in my heart. Thank you for printing that. It made me feel loved and peaceful that everything was going to be okay. I'm sure that the feeling has happened to others as well. Robin G., age 11, Utah, USA.
Dear friends, helping, serving, showing kindness. Every day, Jesus did these things. And every day, we can too. Find out the special way a boy named Louie helps people who don't have enough to eat. Page 12. And read about how Kayla found a way to be kind online. Page 32. What do you do to help others? Always be kind, the friend. Was there a story or activity this month that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 39 to find out how. End of Friends by Mail. Read by Amelie Strongen and Shannon Nelson.
From the First Presidency. Keep Paddling, by President Dallin H. Oaks, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Life is like being on a river. Our eternal goal, to return to our heavenly parents and live happily with them forever, is upstream. We paddle toward this eternal goal by making good decisions. We do good things over and over again, like reading scriptures, praying, and going to church. We need to keep paddling every day by trying to do what's right. Bad things in the world try to take us downstream away from our goal. Alcohol, tobacco, drugs, pornography, and gambling are a few dangers we have been warned about. It helps if we are part of a team that is paddling together, like a rowing crew. Who is on your rowing crew? Your family is on your rowing crew. Your primary teachers and church leaders are on your rowing crew, too. You will be blessed by listening to them. Jesus Christ is helping your rowing crew. I have been blessed by the teachings of Jesus Christ. Jesus has given us His atonement, His gospel, and His church. I testify that this is true. Keep paddling. Adapted from Small and Simple Things, Ensign May 2018, 89 through 92, and the Gospel in Our Lives, Ensign May 2002, pages 33 through 35. Your rowing crew. President Oakes said each of us has a rowing crew. They are people who help us make good choices. Draw who is on your rowing crew. Then glue this page on heavy colored paper and cut out the pieces. Fold along the dashed lines and glue or tape down the tabs. You are loved. We are all cheering for you. Glue or tape toothpicks to the oars. Then push the other end in the circle in the rower's hand. End of the article, Keep Paddling, read by Noah Strongin.
Map Champ by Linda G. Paulson, based on a true story. We believe in being honest. 13th Article of Faith. Lindy loved the map game. The whole class did. Right now, her classmate Jason was standing next to Miss Werner, their teacher. He was staring at a big world map hanging on the wall. He had won 3 rounds already.
Ashley!
Called Miss Werner. Ashley skipped up to the map, giggling.
She's going to lose, thought Lindy. She's not paying attention to the map.
Sure enough, almost before Miss Werner could finish saying,
The Black Sea!
Jason's finger poked the map right on the Black Sea. Ashley shrugged her shoulders and skipped back to her seat.
Jason rocks!
Matt yelled. Other kids started chanting,
Jason! Jason! Jason!
Soon Jason had beaten 2 more challengers. Jason was on his way to becoming the map champ. Lindy thought she knew Jason's secret to success. He never took his eyes off the map. Then Miss Werner called, Lindy! Lindy stood up and walked toward the front of the class. Megan gave her a high five as she passed her desk. Lindy tried to forget about everything else as she stood next to Jason and scanned the map.
Focus,
she told herself.
You can do this.
Jason and Lindy both stared at the map. Out of the corner of her eye, Lindy could see Miss Werner open her mouth to say something. But just then, a bunch of kids started shouting,
Jason! Jason! Jason!
Jason's fingers shot out and hit the map.
I win,
he said. Lindy's mouth fell open. What had just happened?
I didn't hear!
She turned to Miss Werner.
I really didn't hear what you said!
Miss Werner looked at Lindy. Lindy looked at Miss Werner. She wondered what Miss Werner was thinking. The chanting faded. What's going on? Someone asked. Megan spoke up.
Lindy didn't hear. Everyone was making too much noise. It wasn't fair.
This time, Jason's mouth dropped open.
She just said that because she doesn't want to lose,
Matt said. Lindy's stomach felt tight and sort of queasy.
It shouldn't matter so much,
she thought. But it did matter. The truth mattered. Soon the whole class was quiet and waiting to hear what Miss Werner would decide.
I have never known Lindy to lie,
Miss Werner said firmly.
If she says she didn't hear, then she didn't hear. We'll have a rematch.
She smiled at Lindy. The tight, queasy feeling drained away.
It really does pay to be honest,
she thought.
People notice.
Lindy smiled back at Miss Werner. The class was quiet now, and she turned to the map. Jason faced the map, too.
Anything can happen,
Lindy thought.
We're both ready this time.
Lisbon,
Miss Werner said.
There!
Lindy quickly stabbed her finger onto the map. Jason's finger nearly poked the back of Lindy's hand. He was that close to winning again. But Lindy's finger was already there.
You did it!
Megan squealed.
No way!
Matt shouted. Jason turned to Lindy.
You won, fair and square.
Lindy couldn't help but grin. Then she faced the map again because Miss Werner had called up the next challenger. It was time to focus. The author lives in Utah, USA.
At school, a boy and my friend got into a fight. My teacher asked what was going on, and they told her a lie. She asked me what happened. I was going to tell a lie so that my friends wouldn't get in trouble. But I had a bad feeling, so I told her the truth. After, she said I did the right thing. Caitlin T., age 9, North Carolina, USA.
End of the story, Map Champ. Read by Salem Tullis, Roseanne Peterson, Enzo Patello, Alyssa and Mia Peterson, and Margot Patello. Family Night Fun. Here's an idea for family home evening. What other ideas can you come up with? Honesty jars. Read Map Champ on page 4. The more honest we are, the more others can trust us. Make these honesty jars with your family. Step 1, Have each family member decorate a clear jar with ribbons, markers, paint, or whatever. Step 2, keep your honesty jars where everyone can see them. Every time you do something honest, like admitting to a mistake or returning a lost toy, add something to the jar. You could use cotton balls, pom-poms, beads, or popcorn kernels. See how being honest builds others' trust in you over time. Apple pie parfaits. We earn trust little by little when we do good things. Make these parfaits layer by layer to remind you how to build up trust with others. Be sure to get an adult's help. You'll need 2 apples, peeled and cubed, 1 tablespoon of brown sugar, 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon, granola or crumbled graham crackers, whipped cream, or vanilla yogurt. Step 1. Put the apples, brown sugar, and cinnamon in a saucepan. Add a few tablespoons of water. Step 2. Cook over medium heat, stirring occasionally until the apples are soft. Step 3. Scoop some of the apples into jars or bowls. Add a layer of granola or graham cracker, and then add a layer of whipped cream or yogurt. Repeat until the dish is full. More ideas. Sing "I Am Like a Star," page 27. Then send a star to the friend, telling how you were an example. Use the Feelings First Aid Kit, page 24, and talk about what you can each do when you're sad. Is there a topic you'd like to learn about with your family? Go to lessonhelps.lds.org to find stories, activities, and media. End of this month's Family Night Fun, read by Wes Nelson.
Book of Mormon Reading Club. Join in by reading the Book of Mormon. You can read on your own, with your family, or with a friend. Then tell us about it. This month's scripture, Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. When ye are in the service of your fellow beings, ye are only in the service of your God.
I can read the Book of Mormon. I love it. Reading the Book of Mormon makes me feel happy. Amelia C., age 6, North Carolina, USA.
I just finished reading the Book of Mormon for the first time. My mom helped me. My favorite story is of the Strickling Warriors. I also love the Army of Helaman song. I want to be brave and faithful like them. Connor H., age 6, New Mexico, USA. End of Book of Mormon Reading Club. Read by Jane Wise, Ocean Pitello, and Sean Nelson.
A Real Hero by Leah Thompson, based on a true story. I'm trying to be like Jesus, I'm following his ways. Children's Songbook, page 78. Jake could hear his little brother and sister arguing in the other room.
Give it back, it's mine!
Jared shouted.
No, I had it first!
Lily argued back.
This sounds like a job for Super Jake, thought Jake.
In his superhero cape, Jake ran down the hall. He saw Jared and Lily arguing over a new toy truck. Jake leaped onto the couch. He raised his arm straight into the air.
Super Jake says no fighting!
He jumped off the couch, pushed Jared, and grabbed the truck from Lily. He held it up high so they couldn't reach it. Super Jake had stopped the fight. He had saved the day. He was a hero. So why were Jared and Lily crying?
What's going on?
Dad said as he came into the room.
Jake pushed me,
Jared said.
And he took the truck,
Lily said. Dad frowned.
Jake, is this true?
I'm Super Jake. I had to stop the fighting.
So you were being a hero?
Yep. And heroes do whatever it takes to stop the fighting.
He patted the couch for Jake to sit down.
You know that superheroes on TV and in movies aren't real. They're just pretend.
Jake looked at his cape and nodded.
Yeah, but I like to play like I'm a superhero.
I know. And nothing is wrong with that. But let me tell you about a real hero. He is the greatest hero ever. He has saved everyone.
Jake's eyes grew wide.
What powers does he have?
Well, he could walk on water, stop storms, and heal people who were sick.
Jake's mouth fell open.
Really? I bet he beat up a lot of bad guys.
Actually, he never hurt people. He taught them to be kind. He showed them how to love and help each other.
That didn't sound like any of Jake's favorite superheroes, but he did sound familiar.
Dad, are you talking about Jesus?
Dad smiled.
Yes, Jesus Christ is my hero. He saved us all from sin if we repent. He set a perfect example for us to follow, and because of him, we will all live again after we die.
I knew that's who you were talking about. I've heard some of those stories about Jesus before.
And those stories are true. Jesus Christ is real. He's not a made-up character. He lives. He is kind to everyone, and he wants us to follow his example.
So, I can be like Jesus if I'm kind to other people?
That's right. And I know you have what it takes to be a real hero.
Dad said as he ruffled Jake's hair. Jake smiled. He knew what he needed to do. He went to Jared and Lily.
I'm sorry for pushing you,
he told Jared.
And I'm sorry for taking the truck,
he told Lily.
Maybe we can all share it.
They sat in a triangle and pushed the truck back and forth to each other. Jake couldn't stop smiling.
Super Jake saves the day,
he thought, and this time he felt like a real hero. The author lives in Florida, USA.
Sidebar. Our model is not the latest popular hero of sports or entertainment. Our model, our first priority, is Jesus Christ. President Dallin H. Oaks, first counselor in the First Presidency. Powerful Ideas, Ensign, November 1995, 26.
End of the story, A Real Hero. Read by Salem Tullis, Gabe Strongen, Shannon and Wes Nelson, Enzo Patello, and Noah Strongen.
Fun stuff, mind muscle. Ready to give your brain some exercise? Answer the questions from start to finish for a healthy brain workout. Number 1. What is your favorite scripture story? Number 2. Name 3 gifts that can't be wrapped in a box. Number 3. If you could go back in time and share your favorite book or movie with somebody from the Book of Mormon, what would you share? Who would you share it with? Number 4. If you could ask a pet one question, what would it be? Number 5. What are 5 things you are thankful for? Number 6. How do you think Jesus would treat your friends if he spent a day with them? What can you do to be more like Jesus? Number 7. If you could share a picnic with anybody in the world, who would you choose? What would you eat? Number 8. You are heading to an island for 2 weeks. No electronics work there. The only entertainment you will have is what you can fit in your backpack. What do you bring? Number 9. What's the nicest thing somebody did for you today? What's the nicest thing you did? Number 10. What are 3 things you love about your family? Number 11. What is the first thing you think of when you see the temple? Number 12. Name 5 awesome things about yourself. End of the article, Mind Muscle, read by Shannon Nelson.
A true story, written by you. No matter what, Christian B., age 7, North Holland, Netherlands. Earlier this year, my reading and writing buddy came to class feeling blue. She had made some mistakes on her math work. She said, "I'm useless." I was worried about my friend, so I told her all about Jesus and how he loves us. I told her how that means we're not useless. Then I sang, "I Am a Child of God," to her. She loved it and asked me where I learned these things. I explained that my family goes to church every week and that I learn a lot about Jesus in primary. That night, she told her mom about our conversation. She asked her mom if they could come to church with my family. Her mom said yes. My friend sat next to me in sacrament meeting that very Sunday. Now she joins me at church almost every week. She and her parents are learning more and more about the gospel of Jesus Christ from the missionaries and other families in our ward. I feel very happy that I was able to follow the Savior's example and comfort a sad friend. Whether or not her family decides to get baptized, the best part is that now she knows that God and Jesus love her, no matter what. End of the article, No Matter What, a true story written by you. Read by Enzo Patello.
Shine Your Light, Caring and Coconuts.
Maloelele, I'm Louis, and I shine my light by sharing what I have with others. A big island, a big family. I live on a big island in Tonga. I have 6 sisters and 4 brothers. We live close to the Nuku'alofa Tonga Temple. A science lover. Our beautiful island has many plants and animals. I'm in class 4 at the Ocean of Light Primary School, and science is my favorite subject. Sharing our food. My father grows crops, so we have plenty to eat. But many widows, women whose husbands have died, and other families don't have their own crops, so my parents take them some of our food. I like going along to help. Helping with husks. The widows we visit use coconut husks to make fires to cook their food. When we take food to them, I remind my parents to take coconut husks too. I like to help get the fire going. Why I help others. Heavenly Father blesses me when I help others, not with money but with wisdom and knowledge. I love to help and share what I have with others. How can you shine? Take food to someone who needs it. Give food to a community food bank. Give clothing to a homeless shelter. Send us a star. Jesus asked us to let our light so shine. Matthew 5:16. How do you let your light shine? Send us a star with your story, photo, and permission. See page 39.
End of the article, Caring and Coconuts. Read by Enzo Botello and Sean Nelson.
Apostles testify of Christ. The Savior said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. John 14:18. This is his promise to you. I know his promise is real. I know this promise is real. I know that he lives. By Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Spiritual Whirlwinds, Ensign, May 2014, page 21. End of Apostles Testify of Christ, read by Mia Peterson.
The Candy Bar by Benjamin Rolfe and Marissa Dennis. Based on a true story. Ben runs into the house with a card.
Mom, look!
She opens it up. You're invited to Dante's birthday party. Ben says,
Can we get Dante's present now?
Mom,
okay, but we don't have much money for gifts.
They go to the store and Ben finds a large toy.
Can we get this?
I'm sorry, we don't have enough,
says his mom.
How about this?
She says, handing him a candy bar.
Well, Dante does like candy bars.
Besides, your friendship is the best gift you can give.
Ben looks at the candy bar and thinks,
Is a candy bar enough? Maybe it would be better if I didn't go.
Ben does go to the party and watches Dante open up lots of presents.
Cool,
says Dante.
Thanks, Hannah.
Ben picks up his candy bar and gives it to Dante. Dante says,
I love these! Thank you, Ben.
Really?
Yeah, they're my favorite. Thanks for coming to my party. I'm glad we're friends.
Ben thinks,
Mom was right. Friendship is the best gift of all.
Sidebar by Elder Ronald A. Rasband of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. True friendships are based on love of God and sharing that love with others.
End of the story, The Candy Bar. Read by Jane Wise, Sean Nelson, Gabe Strongen, and Roseanne Peterson.
Family History Quest. Learn to index. You might have heard people talk about indexing. Indexing is looking at handwritten records like birth certificates and typing the information into a computer program. That makes it easier for others to find out about their family. Practice indexing by doing the activity below. Draw a line from each question to the answer on the certificate. Who was born? Who was her father? Who was her mother? What was her birthday? Where was she born? Don't forget to cut out your badge and add it to the badge keeper from January. Print past pages or extra copies of this page at friendfhq.lds.org. Indexing on FamilySearch.org. When you're on FamilySearch.org, look for the indexing button. Ask your parents to help you try indexing. It's a great Sunday activity. End of Family History Quest. Learn to index. Read by Margot Patello.
Old Testament heroes. Elijah was a prophet. Elijah was a prophet. With God's help, Elijah performed many miracles. When there was a famine and a woman fed Elijah, he blessed her so that her food never ran out. And God helped Elijah bring the woman's son back to life. Elijah asked God to set an altar on fire to show people that God was more powerful than idols. Elijah also held the priesthood keys of the sealing power. In 1836, Elijah gave that power to Joseph Smith. This power allows families to be sealed together forever. Read about Elijah in 1 Kings 17 through 2 Kings 2. Elijah was a prophet who taught and helped people. I can trust and listen to the prophet today. Memorize 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 24. Watch chapters 33 to 36 of the Old Testament stories at scripturestories.lds.org. Sing the primary song, Follow the Prophet, Children's Songbook, pages 110 to 111. I Can Follow the Prophet by... Print more cards at otfriend2018.lds.org. End of the article, Elijah was a prophet, read by Terrell Williams.
Show and tell. One day, I wanted to sit by a bully at school to be friends with her. She yelled at me to go away. I wanted to get her back with my words, but I held my tongue and said, "It's okay, I'll sit by someone else." When I walked away, I felt good for what I did. Elijah V., age 12, Arizona, USA.
After we read a book at my school, my teacher wanted to celebrate and have a tea party. It was fun. Then she gave us tea. I thought about the word of wisdom, and I said no thank you. I am happy I chose the right. Sarah S., age 9, Pennsylvania, USA.
Lisa S., age 10, Phnom Penh, Cambodia, always looks for ways to serve at church. She looks for little children who need comfort or those who may feel alone. She passes out hymn books so that everyone can sing.
Guess who? Haiku. I am a leader. I have 2,000 young sons. My name starts with H. Emmeline M., age 6, Aomori, Japan.
I needed some help delivering my school captain's speech because I was really nervous. So I said a private prayer. I ended up delivering my speech well and was voted school captain. Lockyer L., age 11, Queensland, Australia.
Helping cleaning your chores. Helping people that is hurt. Helping people that is poor. Helping. Being. Lucky and Ellis K., ages 9 and 10, Hawaii, USA.
I didn't want my school photo taken. I cried that morning because I thought the other girls would look prettier than me. They would be wearing dresses, and I didn't have a school dress. When I got to school, I started feeling sad again. but the Holy Ghost comforted me, and I took a great school photo. KW, age 10, Idaho, USA.
Juan Jose O, age 8, Valle del Cauca, Colombia, said, "After watching my five older brothers be baptized, I longed for my baptism day. I felt very happy when it was my turn to make my baptismal covenant."
I help lead the music for church and at home for family home evening. Olivia M., age 9, Lusaka, Zambia.
Alfie R., age 12, Somerset, England. Always helps out. He filled in for a girl who couldn't go to the primary presentation practice. He was a good sport and read her words about wearing a modest dress.
Other contributors to show and tell. Ariana B., age 9, Utah, USA. Josiah S., age 7, California, USA. Andrew V., age 10, Arizona, USA. I worked really hard to learn the articles of faith. I practiced every day by saying them over and over with my family and by listening to the songs in the children's songbook. Find more art online at childart.lds.org. End of show and tell for September 2018.
Friend to Friend, Safety from the Storm, by Elder Joaquin E. Costa of the 70. Whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Proverbs 1, verse 33. I grew up in Argentina. I was not a member of the church when I was young, but my family kept a Bible on our shelf. It was large and had beautiful pictures. We didn't read it together very often, but I loved to look through its pages and see the pictures and stories. My favorite was the story of Noah. I loved seeing Noah, the flood, and the animals. I liked how the ark kept Noah and his family safe from the storm. Years later, I was baptized into the church, got married, and had my own family. One night in family home evening, I talked about how Noah's ark and our home were alike in many ways. Each provided safety from the scary storms of the world. I learned something about Noah. He received the priesthood when he was only 10 years old. As he grew, he saw all the wickedness in the world, but he stayed worthy. He built the ark to save his family. Heavenly Father helped them be safe. Sometimes we see scary things happening in our world, but we can find safety from the storm. We can prepare like Noah did. We can choose to obey God. We can make our homes a spiritual safe place. If we have faith in Heavenly Father, we don't have to be afraid. Because of Him, we can feel peace, no matter what storms come our way. End of the story, Safety from the Storm, by Elder Joaquin E. Costa of the 70, read by Wes Nelson.
Feelings First Aid Kit, by Marissa Wittison, Church Magazines. Tape the label on an envelope and fill it with the pieces on this page. Read them the next time you are hurting. Remember that you are important and loved. Number 1. It's okay to cry when you feel sad. Sometimes it can help you feel better. Even Jesus cried after his friend Lazarus died. See John chapter 11, verse 35. Number 2. When you feel sad, you might want to be alone. That's okay. But it's also important to spend time with people who love you. Your family, friends, and church leaders are cheering you on. Number 3. Do things that help your spirit heal. Go to church. Read your scriptures. Pray and tell Heavenly Father how you feel each day. These little things can make a big difference. Number 4. Try different things that might help you feel better, like playing sports, drawing or writing in a journal, or listening to good music. Number 5. If something you watch or read makes you feel sad or scared, stop watching or reading it. If someone is hurting you, tell a grown-up about it right away. Keep telling people until someone helps you. Number 6. Please ask for help when you need it. talk to people who can help you, like a parent, teacher, church leader, or doctor. And of course, you can always talk to Heavenly Father. Number 7. If you don't feel better right away, don't give up. God has promised that He will wipe away tears from off all faces. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8. He has promised to send us comfort if we follow Him, even if things don't get better right away. Number 8. Jesus Christ knows everything you are going through. He loves you. Because of His atonement, we will each be resurrected one day and receive a perfect, healthy mind and body. End of Feelings First Aid Kit by Marissa Wittison. Read by Kate Strongen.
Fun Stuff, Find It! This group of friends help collect school supplies for refugees who recently moved to their area. Find the hidden object. A pencil, a clip, a triangle, a book, a top, a football, some glue, scissors, a ruler, a measuring tool, paintbrush, calculator, a compass, a globe, a can, and a laptop. End of Find It, read by Sean Nelson.
Faith, Hope, and Grace, Part 1. A Voice of Peace by Megan Armconnect, based on a true story. Grace Vlam was a 9-year-old girl living in Holland in 1940, during World War II. Nazi Germany had just begun attacking Holland. It was 3 o'clock in the morning, and the city was being bombed. One minute, Grace had been asleep in her bed, and the next, Dad was telling everyone to get undercover. Now Grace was huddled under the kitchen table with her dad, mom, and younger brothers, Heber and Alvin. She could hear the rumble of explosions and glass shattering outside. It was so loud.
What's going to happen to us?
Grace asked Dad. Dad stroked her head.
I don't know, but let's say a prayer.
The Flom family held each other close.
Dear Heavenly Father, please keep our family safe.
After a while, the noise quieted down. There were no more explosions. They were safe. Mom took Grace's hand and smiled at her.
Remember when we were sealed in the temple?
Grace nodded. When they had moved from Indonesia to Holland, they were able to stop in Utah and be sealed in the Salt Lake Temple.
Whatever happens, God will take care of our family.
The next day, Grace heard air raid sirens when she was outside on the city plaza. She looked up and saw planes above her head with little black things falling from them. She stood there staring, her mouth wide open. A man started shouting at her.
Run! Those are bombs!
Grace raced home, her heart pounding as she finally made it safely through the front door. A few days later, the Nazis, who were the government leaders of Germany, officially took over Holland. Because Dad had been an officer in the Dutch military, the Nazi officers watched him carefully. Sometimes the Nazis took people who had been military officers as prisoners.
But that won't happen to Dad,
Grace thought.
We're members of the church, and Dad is a leader in the mission presidency. God will protect him.
After the bombings, the Flom family had to leave their city. One day at her new school, Grace heard other students whispering.
Some people were taken prisoner today.
Will they ever come back?
Grace was scared. Was Dad okay? She ran home as fast as she could. As she burst through the door, she saw Mom in the hallway.
Is it true? Is Dad gone?
Mom didn't say anything, but Grace knew from Mom's sad eyes that Dad had been taken away. He was a prisoner of war. Grace leaned against the wall. She was too afraid to even cry.
What do we do now?
At that moment, Grace heard a voice say, "You will see your father again." The voice was calm and clear. Grace knew it was the voice of the Holy Ghost. It made her feel a little better. She didn't know exactly what would happen, but she did know that Heavenly Father would take care of her and her family. To be continued. The author lives in New Jersey, USA.
End of the story, A Voice of Peace. Read by Scott Christopher, Amelie Strongen, Austin Peterson, Kristen Hawkins, Wes Nelson, and Chloe Patello.
Matt and Mandy. In this month's Matt and Mandy, the student council election results are in, and many students gather round to see who won. To her dismay, Mandy notices her name is not on the list. When she gets home, Mom meets her at the door.
Matt told me the bad news. How are you doing?
I'm really disappointed.
She gives her a big hug.
I'm sorry you lost, but I'm also very proud of you.
Really?
Of course. You had some great ideas for your school, and you worked hard to get elected. You can feel good about that.
The next morning, as she's about to go to school, Mandy puts her hands on her hips and says to Mom,
You're right, Mom. I did my best. Now I'll share my ideas with the new council. And next year I'll start earlier, meet more students.
The rubber chicken lying on the kitchen counter thinks,
Will I be calling her President Mandy someday?
End of Matt and Mandy.
For older kids, Brain Teaser. What runs but never walks, murmurs but never talks, has a bed but never sleeps, and has a mouth but never eats? See page 39. Dear Journal, write about the funniest thing that has ever happened to you. Secret Service. Take your neighbor's trash can back after trash is collected. Say thank you to a police officer, librarian, or teacher. Use a dry erase marker to write a nice note to your family on the mirror. Quick quiz. Who conferred the Aaronic priesthood on Joseph Smith? Joseph Smith Sr., John the Baptist, Oliver Cowdery, or Peter, James, and John? See page 39. Draw it. Draw a car from the number 4. I recently moved, and it was hard to leave my home and friends. Before I left, I did baptisms in the temple. I felt a lot of peace. The Spirit filled the room with joy. I will never forget those feelings. I am excited to go to the temple again. I am glad the church is the same no matter where we live. It brings me peace even when things are hard. Daniel K., age 12, Utah, USA. End of For Older Kids, read by Noah Strongin.
Cyber Bash, Was It Too Late to Do Something Kind? By Katrina Dart McFeeters, based on a true story. A friend loveth at all times. Proverbs 17, verse 17. As soon as she got home, Kayla couldn't wait to check her mom's phone. Her friends always posted pictures of cool clothes, fun vacations, and cute animals. Click, scroll, click. She clicked on heart after heart to show she liked everything her friends were doing. Skating at the park, baking a chocolate cake, burying their toes in the sand. One picture made Kayla giggle when she saw it. She couldn't help it. It was a picture of her friend Chandri. She looked like a squirrel, with her cheeks full of cereal and milk spilling onto her shirt. Chandri was so fun and goofy. Kayla scrolled down to add a laughing emoji. But then she saw the comments. As she read them, Kayla felt sick. Fat, one said. Ugly, said another. Chandri needs to go on a diet. A new walrus from the zoo. One comment was even full of swear words.
Poor Chandri, Kayla thought. How could anyone write these things?
She had heard of people being bullied online, but she never thought it would happen to her friend. She shut off the phone and put it on the table. Then she went to her room and knelt down. She told Heavenly Father everything she felt and how she wished those words weren't there. But there was no way to undo what others had said.
Heavenly Father, please help me know how to help Chandri.
Soon a song filled her mind. Jesus said, love everyone, treat them kindly too. Peace warmed her heart. Even though the mean words had already been written, Kayla could still be kind. She borrowed the phone again and sent a direct message to Chandri.
Chandri, I saw the post online today. I hope you know I don't agree with anything they said. You are a great friend to me and you are beautiful. God loves you. Don't believe what those bullies say. Love, Kayla.
Later, Kayla was helping Mom with the dishes.
Can we talk?
Sure. What's up?
Some people are being mean to Chandri online.
She dried her hands and pulled up the picture on her phone. Mom frowned.
That's so sad.
Do Chandri's parents know?
I don't know.
Kayla pulled up her message to Chandri.
I sent her this, though.
Mom read the message and hugged Kayla tightly.
She's lucky to have a friend like you. Thanks for telling me about this. I'm going to call Chandri's parents. It's hard to deal with bullying by yourself.
Kayla smiled, feeling very grateful for prayer and the song she had remembered. She knew Jesus wants everyone to be kind. That means online, too. The author lives in Utah, USA.
End of the story, Cyber Bash. Read by Salem Tullis and Alyssa and Roseanne Peterson.
What's on your mind? Sometimes kids say mean things about other people online, including me. What should I do? Bothered in Boston.
Dear Bothered, Heavenly Father wants us to be kind to all of His children, including online. If you get a mean message, talk to a parent or teacher for help. You can also tell your Heavenly Father. He loves you and knows your true worth. If you see someone being bullied online, defend them, compliment them, and love them. You can make a difference. Love the friend. What would you do? 1. You hear kids making fun of a picture your friend posted. A. Act like you didn't hear what they were saying. B. Make a kind comment on the picture. C. Join in and start laughing at the picture, too. 2. A classmate tells a mean joke about you online. A. Post embarrassing stories about them online. B. Tell an adult, but still be kind to the classmate. C. Tell your teacher a lie to get them in trouble. 3. In a group message, someone insults a boy you know. A. Say something nice that you noticed about him. B. Reply with a laughing emoji. Or C. Start talking bad about another kid instead. Check the best answers on page 39. What's on your mind? Do you have a question about the gospel, growing up, or getting a testimony? Email us at friend@ldschurch.org and put "What's on your mind?" in the subject line. Don't forget to include the permission statement on page 39. We're excited to hear from you. End of the section, What's on Your Mind? Read by Oseanne Potello and Austin Peterson.
Food and fun. Friendship cookies. Invite friends or family members to bring favorite mix and ingredients. Enjoy trying other people's favorites. You could also deliver a sweet surprise to someone in your class or neighborhood. The ingredients you'll need are 1 cup softened butter or margarine, 3/4 cup brown sugar, 3/4 cup of white sugar, 2 eggs, 1 teaspoon of vanilla or almond extract, 2.5 cups of flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Step 1. Mix the butter and sugar together. Add the eggs and vanilla and beat until smooth and creamy. Step 2. Mix the dry ingredients in another bowl. Pour them into the butter mixture and mix until combined. Step 3. Give each friend some dough in a small bowl. Have them each add 1/2 cup of their favorite mix-in. Step 4. Use a spoon to drop dough onto a cookie sheet. Cook for 9 to 11 minutes at 375 degrees Fahrenheit or 190 degrees Celsius. Your cookies will be as unique as your friends are. Ideas for mix-ins: chocolate chips, white milk, semi-sweet, etc., mint chips, crushed pretzel pieces, nuts, pecans, peanuts, pistachios, etc., dried fruit, cranberries, cherries, apricots, etc. Getting to know you. Play this game to learn more about what makes your friends unique. Step 1. Write some get-to-know-you questions on pieces of paper. Step 2. Wad the first piece of paper into a ball and use a rubber band to hold it together. Step 3. Wrap the second piece of paper around the ball. Add another rubber band. Keep going until you've added all the questions. Step 4. Sit in a circle with friends or family and take turns taking off a rubber band and answering a question. End of Food and Fun, read by Crystal Johnson.
Just Like Grandpa
by Christine Merrill, based on a true story. If William went to a new ward, he would have to leave his friends. The Lord doth bless those who put their trust in him. Helaman 12:1. William's 12th birthday was coming. He couldn't wait. There were 6 other boys in his class at church, and he was excited to be a deacon with them. It was nice to have so many good friends at church. One day, the stake president came to William's house. William heard him talking to Mom and Dad.
The Lord would like to call you to be the president of the sign language branch.
William's heart pounded in excitement. His family was going to go to a branch with members who spoke sign language. He had been learning sign language at school. It would be fun to learn more. His little sisters were excited, too. But then, William's heart sank. He thought about all his friends in his ward. He wouldn't get to be a deacon with them, or pass the sacrament with them. His excitement quickly melted away. Later that night, William was practicing the piano. Mom came in and scooted next to him on the piano bench.
How do you feel about Dad's new calling?
William stopped playing. He looked down at the piano keys and sighed.
I'm kind of sad. The sign language branch will be nice. But what if there isn't anyone my age there? I'll miss my friends.
He felt bad for complaining, but he was really worried.
I want to do what Heavenly Father wants, but it's going to be hard.
He tried to blink away the tears in his eyes. Mom put her arm around him and smiled.
You remind me of your great-great-great-grandpa Turner. When he joined the church in England, he had to leave his friends and family to go to Utah.
Mom got up and walked over to the bookshelf. When she came back, she was flipping through the pages of an old photo album. She pointed to an old black-and-white photo of a man with a beard.
This is Grandpa Turner. When he got to Salt Lake City, church leaders asked him to move to a small town in the desert several hundred miles away. He didn't like it there. He thought it was dry, hot, and ugly, and he missed his friends. But he stayed there because he wanted to obey the Lord.
William looked up at Mom with wide eyes. He imagined moving to a desert without any friends. It sounded miserable.
What happened after he moved?
He lived there for a few years, but then he had to move back to Salt Lake City because they couldn't grow enough food in the desert.
William frowned.
But why did Heavenly Father tell him to move somewhere he didn't like when he's just going to leave a few years later?
I don't know, but I do know Grandpa Turner got a lot of blessings by obeying Heavenly Father, like meeting his wife in that small desert town. And he learned important things that helped him serve the Lord for the rest of his life.
William thought for a moment and looked at the old photo of his great-great-great-grandpa again.
Leaving my friends is going to be hard,
he thought.
But if Grandpa Turner could do it, Heavenly Father will help me too.
He felt happier inside. He knew he could be brave and follow the Lord just like Grandpa did.
End of the story, Just Like Grandpa. Read by Caleb Johnson, Terrell Williams, Shauna Thompson, and Gabe Strongen.
A True Story, written by you. Backstage Prayers, by Emily B., age 12, Utah, USA. One of my favorite hobbies is Irish dance. I try hard to practice my choreography at home so I am ready to perform. I practice a lot, but when I am backstage about to perform, I get the backstage jitters. At every competition, my mom and I find a quiet place to say a prayer. Sometimes it's behind a curtain or in a room off to the side. I know that it doesn't matter to Heavenly Father where we are, just that we have faith in Him. At my last performance, my mom wasn't there with me to say a prayer. She was sitting in the audience. I got really nervous, but decided that it didn't matter if she was with me or not. I stepped away from my friends and said a prayer. I asked for safety as I danced and that I could do my best. I did very well that day, and I remember the feeling of peace that I felt as I walked on stage. We can always trust in Heavenly Father.
No matter where we are or when it is, he always listens. End of the story, Backstage Prayers, read by Amelie Strongen.
For parents of little ones, this month the Sunbeam class will have a lesson about caring for animals. Caring for animals can help young children learn about God's creations, learn to be responsible, and practice being kind. Teaching young children to be gentle with pets and respectful of wildlife can be fun for the whole family. Here are some ideas to help your child be kind to animals. Explain that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ created animals. Review the creation story from the January 2018 Friend Junior. Look for animals in books and encourage your children to learn more about them. Take a walk and look for animals, birds, and bugs. Talk about how Heavenly Father and Jesus created all of these things as part of our world. Come up with ideas about what your family can do to take care of God's creations. Teach your child how to treat a pet. Practice gently petting a stuffed animal. Model asking a pet owner if it's okay to pet their animal. Help your children learn to recognize when an animal doesn't want to be touched. Give your child opportunities to help care for an animal, in your home, at a neighbor's house, or at a pet shelter. Chores like feeding and giving water to animals can help a child learn basic responsibility. You can read past letters at friendfplo.lds.org. End of For Parents of Little Ones, September 2018, read by Jonah Brooks.
Action Rhyme, My Talent, by Jordan Monson Wright. I could spell and write my name. I give the greatest hugs. I can dance and tour around. I'm good at finding bugs. I could drum a happy beat using just my knees. I'm glad I have the talent Heavenly Father gave to me. End of the action rhyme, My Talents, read by Sean Nelson.
Cole Helps the Baby Birds, by Jennifer Maddy. Woo! Cole listened to the wind blow outside. Cole thought about the nest in the tree. He hoped the baby birds were okay in the storm. The next morning, Cole ran outside. He looked up at the tree. No nest! The mommy bird looked worried. Then Cole saw the nest. It was on the ground. Chirp, chirp, the baby bird said. Dad put a ladder against the tree. He carefully put the nest back in the tree. Chirp, chirp, the mommy bird said. The birds were happy, and Cole was happy he could help some of God's creations. End of the story, Cole Helps the Baby Birds. Read by Shannon Nelson.
Scripture Stories, Elijah and the Widow, by Kim Webb Reed. A prophet named Elijah warned people a famine would come. There was no rain and plants didn't grow. Elijah drank water from a creek. God sent birds to bring him food. But then the creek dried up. God told Elijah to find a woman in town and she would feed him. Elijah found the woman and asked her for something to eat. The woman said she only had a little flour and oil left to feed herself and her son. Elijah promised that if she shared her food with him, she would not run out. The widow had faith in the prophet Elijah and shared her food. Each day there was enough food for them to eat. It was a miracle. Then the widow's son got sick and died. But Elijah brought him back to life. The woman was blessed for listening to the prophet. I am blessed when I listen to the prophet. From 1 Kings chapter 17. End of the article, Elijah and the Widow, read by Shauna Thompson.
Stickers Everywhere, by Julie Cornelius Huang, based on a true story. Carrie saw a bag sitting on the counter. She looked inside. She saw a whole package of stickers. Spaceman, astronauts, rockets, stars. Carrie loved stickers. She opened the package and peeled all the stickers off the paper. She put one sticker on the countertop. She put one on the wall and one by the light switch. Soon, stickers were everywhere. Then Carrie went outside to play. A few minutes later, Carrie heard Mom calling her.
"Come here,"
Mom said. She didn't sound very happy. Carrie came inside. Mom pointed at the stickers.
"Do you know who did this?"
Mom asked. Carrie was a little worried. Would she get in trouble if Mom knew she used the stickers? Carrie took a deep breath.
"I did,"
she said.
"Those were for your brother's birthday party. Now we don't have any stickers."
Carrie felt like crying. She hadn't meant to do something wrong. She hoped Mom wasn't too mad at her.
"I'm sorry,"
Carrie said.
"Next time, be sure to ask. And don't stick stickers around the house."
Carrie nodded.
"And there's one more thing. It's very important."
Carrie looked up at her.
"Thank you for telling me the truth. I'm proud of you."
She gave Carrie a hug.
"I hope you'll always tell me the truth."
Carrie didn't feel good about using up all the stickers, but she did feel good about telling the truth.
"Thanks, Mom. I will."
The author lives in Nevada, USA.
End of the story, Stickers Everywhere. Read by Kristen Hawkins, Rena Nelson, and Ocean Patello.